I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to yet another episode of October's Very Own, the podcast that's only about Drake, with me, Dan Ozzie, and Eric Sunderman.
My name's Drake.
No, Eric, it's not. It's Eric.
Here we are again. We're talking about Drake, the rapper, the musician, the R&B god.
The sports fanatic.
The sports fanatic, the former child star, the real
the Renaissance man.
The Renaissance man, Drake.
But, Eric, one thing we have not touched on is Drake as a sensitive man.
Yes, sensitive Drake.
A sensitive artist.
Yeah, sensitive artist, sensitive both, well, kind of sensitive.
Auteur of love songs.
Yes. Drake writes love songs. That's what we're going to talk about.
Drake the Love Man. That's the title.
Lover Drake. Love songs.
Yeah.
Well, this person's talking. So, as two straight men, Eric and I did not feel comfortable talking about Drake as a romance writer.
Well, hey,
all right. Well, we didn't feel comfortable solo.
True. Yes.
So we asked our managing editor, the woman who sits literally in between us, Leslie Horn.
Hi.
Was actually not Leslie Horn because you were away and you got married.
Are you going to change your name?
Well,
Leslie Horn.
I'm Leslie Horn Peterson. But I don't know.
You're still all horned
up. Like online,
up.
I'm just still Leslie Horn.
Leslie Horn.
But I forgot to sign my marriage license, so I'm.
You're not married.
I might not be
married. Still time to get out of it.
Wow. Yeah, Leslie just got married.
So Leslie was away for 2 weeks. Came back horrified to find that we had started a Drake podcast. Like, she did not want that to happen.
Oh, man.
But now we're too deep. We can't
now
go back.
Yeah, we're too deep.
We can't go back.
2 weeks
we're like
in.
2 weeks in. We cannot go back on this now.
So we thought it'd be fun to talk about Drake's love songs.
Drake and the Art of Lovemaking.
Drake and the Art of Lovemaking. The R&B side of Drake. The persona that is Drake. There's a few, like, we've talked about this on the podcast previously, but there's kind of these different personas that is Drake. You know, like, there's the turn-up side. Mm. There's kind of, like, the tough guy side. But then there's this sensitive kind of...
The guy who's
lovey,
looking at you on the cover of, what do you call it?
Nothing Was the Same.
No.
Take Care.
Yeah.
That guy. Kind of like, introspective. But also, you know, like a little bit,
In his feelings, Drake.
Basically, hold on, we're going home, Drake.
I'm going to start this off with a real hot question here. And if you don't want to, if this is too personal and you don't want to answer it, and that goes for any question in this episode, that's fine. But...
Nothing's off limits.
When nothing is sacred. Carlos Santana. Some people like to make love to music. I find
phrase.
This abhorrent. I would never do that unless it's like some grindcore album.
Yeah, or like some cool emo band from the late 90s.
Why a person would make love to a soundtrack, I don't know. It's not a fucking...
Okay.
It's not a fucking movie here. Okay.
Get to the chase,
to the
pal.
Point here.
Well, have you guys ever fucked to a Drake song?
Thank you for, first of all, not
together.
Made love.
Made love.
That's gross.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
I think
Drake
I
mean,
said,
maybe.
Eric
like,
said yes immediately.
Yeah, like, so I put
no
Drake
offense,
on.
Leslie. I'm going to get to Eric
yeah,
right
go
now.
Ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get into this, but yeah, I've definitely fucked to a Drake song. I mean, I feel
purpose?
Like it's pretty... I mean, I don't think I was like, okay, I'm going to actively put on Drake now.
Put it on the turntable.
Like, hold on.
Takes his
grab my Take
off.
Care vinyl and put it on. That hasn't happened, but I'm pretty sure that, like, Drake's been on, you know, like.
Is it just because Drake is always on in your apartment? So chances are, when it comes time to making love, it's going to be there.
Making love.
I promise to stop.
I think that is probably the more likely would happen. I've never actively put on Drake to then go have sex.
Do it.
Yeah. But
how many euphemisms can we come up with for boning in this episode?
Yeah. Boning.
Knocking boots.
Yeah.
Bumping uglies.
Something uglies. But I think that there's something interesting to talk about in this episode about the love side of Drake.
Are you saying let's talk about sex, baby?
No, I'm saying let's talk about.
Are you saying let's talk about you and me? It's a lyrics from a song.
I've heard of it.
Right. So why? Like, I mean, what do you think of this side of Drake?
Yeah. Well, I used to listen to a lot more Drake love songs when I was not in a serious relationship and like getting my heart broken, because I think that a lot of his like lovelorn songs are sad songs and breakup songs, and from the perspective of a guy who keeps getting his heart broken and kind of like ends up being the victim in this situation, at least according to his perspective. So I think there's two sides of it. I mean, there's like the loved up Drake.
Loved like, up Drake.
The loved up Drake.
Yeah,
what
like,
would be a song like that would represent?
Like With You on Views. That's one of my favorite songs off Views, which is like very happy and up-tempo, and it's, you know, it's all about you and me. And then there's like Shut It Down Drake. That's like, you know, it's time to do it. Yeah, Hold On, We're Going Home. But, you know, then there's like Drunk Dial Drake, like Marvin's Room Drake, who's like really sad and gotten his heart broken. And then there's like Hate Sleeping Alone Drake, who's like, fuck you. Can I say fuck on this podcast?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Just say it for no reason if you want.
Sorry to all the teens out there.
Sorry, teens.
No, but Hate Sleeping Alone, who's like really rude, and he's like, oh, I can't find you, so I'm going to go sleep with someone else because I hate sleeping alone, which is like kind of sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but yeah, sad. He's also
lonely?
A dick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%. Well, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, I think we've like heard a lot of this version of like love song Drake, and I'd really love for him to just actually fall in love and get into a relationship and like sing about the complications of that, because I feel like his love songs have been of this genre of like heartbroken.
Yeah. It's kind of like we were talking about this on the episode with Rember, where we were talking about the corniness of Drake, and he made a point where he said that Drake has kind of, he's kind of still 25.
Yeah.
Like he got like really famous at 25 and like kind of just carried that. And as Drake and I are about the same age, and like as like listeners have kind of grown up a little bit, and he's kind of mentally stayed in this like mid-20s kind of perspective.
Yeah.
And is still kind of rapping about that.
He's still trust issues.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He's still got, and that theme has carried on from when we first met Drake to now. And I'd kind of like to see the evolution beyond that.
When's Drake gonna just settle down?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just get a pair of cargo pants and a minivan and
some North.
Do it.
Like, you know that Viceland show? We got the therapist. We gotta get Drake on that.
Yeah, I mean,
we really gotta like dig deep into Drake's brain.
Well, and I think that there's so much. Like, I think it's good that I put trust issues on my list of some of my favorite. I don't even know. That's like you can't really call that a love song, but like I think there's in this realm that we're talking about, there's something to be said about like that Drake. Like so much of what he's rapping about and so much of where it's coming from is this like kind of insecure. It's trust issues. Like it all comes down. Like the question I have is like, who hurt Drake? Like what happened to you, man? Like,
Rihanna?
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone.
But like there's this kind of just constant chip on his shoulder, both from the perspective of him as a rapper in like a turn up way where he's like, oh, I'm the best. Like, I'm the, like, he's really cocky Drake. But then also that kind of comes through in these more like sensitive songs that are sent, like, quote, sensitive, but they're really kind of like vindictive and like kind of twisted. And he's like, you know, like, it kind of like offering this like perspective that's like, kind of like fuck you, but like I'm sad. Yeah. You
like,
know,
you did this to you me. You did but this I'm to so me. Sad.
I'm so sad. And yeah. Like, fuck you. You know, I'm so feel sorry for me.
Seems to be. Maybe I'm just overanalyzing here, but it seems to me that Drake, as we've talked about, wants to just like show that he's involved in sports. You know, show that he's interested in sports. Show that he has like cool clothes and like. And I think maybe he's just like. Making women out to be, you know, like he's using them as a status symbol. And maybe that's why he can't find happiness. Because he's not treating them like human beings to be loved.
I definitely think that there is like a shallowness to some of it sometimes in that it's kind of, he casts himself in a similar role of being kind of the victim in the situation. I mean, he doesn't always play that role, but I feel like the women in the songs kind of get end up being like the same stereotypical kind of role of like love objects or also like the person that stomped on your heart. And there's kind of like these archetypes for women that you see in his songs that do fit into a lot of stereotypes. Whether
what's Drake's type?
What's Drake's type?
Yeah.
I think Drake's type is everybody.
Like, whoever's willing to listen.
I think Drake likes beautiful women. I do think he likes strong women. I mean, he has a good relationship with his mom. But, you know, there were rumors about Serena, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj. I mean, those are all, like, strong women who are really outspoken and seem, you know, strong-willed. But those are also the women that he could never get.
Mm.
Like, really, you know.
Is he punching up too much? Drake's got to lower his standards a little bit.
I think Drake just needs to get a little less self-involved. That would be my thoughts. Like, I think that if you look at a record like Views, which was kind of peppered with like a lot of like introspective, spacey songs that were like very 40 beats, like that were like rapping about these tired subjects. I think that was kind of why that record was so divisive to listeners, because it was kind of like like people are kind of over that at this point when it comes to listening to Drake, and it's not. It's like he kind of tried to remake the feelings or the emotions of Take Care, but it's like you're 5 years older now, dude. Like you should be kind of beyond this a little bit. So that's how I feel.
Did you guys by any chance see the new episode of Broad City?
No.
Okay, no. She's like interviewing to be a waitress at. Fucking see that restaurant on North 6th. Oh. It was set in Manhattan, but
I've seen this one. Yeah, yeah.
I recognize it from Garden State. Mm-hmm. And RuPaul was the like the boss. Yeah, the host. And like RuPaul was like showing her around, and he was like, "Yeah, we call this woman the Wall." Drake texts her, and she doesn't text back. And I was like, man, they picked the perfect target for that joke.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But why is that?
I don't know. I think that Drake's, I mean, he's so self-aware of who he is that, but like this to me is one part of his like career or persona or whatever, where he's maybe not quite as self-aware as he needs to be.
Mm. He doesn't get what the problem
he's
is.
He's self-aware to a point because you mentioned the corniness. Like he's corny and maybe the self-awareness like lends itself to a certain like too self-aware in some senses. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's also, I think we know so much about him and we've been afforded a lot of access or at least a certain type of access that he's predictable or we think we know, you know, that
well,
he...
from what you know of Drake, right? And from what you know of men that you've dated mm-hmm. who maybe bear some similarities, what's Drake's MO on a date? Like, how is Drake trying to woo a lady on a date?
Oh, I think he like pulls out all the stops on like a first date.
Yeah, he goes too. But is that off-putting?
I think for some women it probably is.
Yeah, it's like
for like a Rihanna.
It's like, hey, I thought
you know?
We were just like getting a drink.
Yeah, he probably also has
a limo buddy.
Yeah,
he definitely
2 dozen roses and rose petals all the way up to the bathroom.
Yeah, he like put my face on like a beach towel and like took me to the sun. I don't know why.
That's called kidnapping is what you're talking about.
Yeah. You made like a photo book of us and like using Photoshop.
Yeah. I got you one of those clear blocks that has our face embossed in it, like both of us.
You like, got me like a personalized mug.
Yeah. All right. So
anyway.
So Drake, what's his date? What's his first date like if he's going to
work? Oh, man. I mean, he's like taking her to like a French restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know,
that he definitely like.
That he's
read about online.
Yes. Like he cross-references the Yelp and the TripAdvisor reviews.
Right.
And if he's seamlessing, he's definitely cross-referencing that review too. But
and then he gets there and he's like, "Oh, I know
gets
the
there,
owner."
Yeah. And he gets a better table, and there's wine right there, and it's you know the lights are low, but it's a little too much for a first date. A little too much. You know.
You're like, why are there no other people around? He's like, oh, I bought out the whole restaurant so we could be alone.
You're like,
and you're like, oh,
oh,
that was weird.
Okay, check please.
check please.
No, I think I also think he probably has like a suite of like five places that are his first date spots. Mm. And you know, he probably doesn't do the white tablecloth thing for every first date. He probably feels out the vibe, but he probably does go a little far. You know?
Do you think it's hard for Drake because? Just as a celebrity, we know so much about him. Do you think it's hard if you are a woman going into a date with him? One, like, you know his behavioral patterns, for starters. And then two, like, what do you talk about? You know, he's just like, oh, so I'm like a rapper. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, it's like, oh, I used to be on a TV show. Like, yeah, I fucking know.
Where'd you go to college?
Yeah.
How do you small talk?
Yeah, how do you small talk when you're Drake?
I don't know.
You just listen.
A good talking point would be maybe a shared love of the Cheesecake Factory.
Which we've talked about on the podcast.
We got into that. I mean, I think it's, you know, you asked earlier, like, why is Drake such a punchline or, like, such an obvious punchline? And it's, like, I think that there's, I mean, one of his most famous songs of all time, even though it didn't go number one, was Hotline Bling. And I think that that is a good example of what we're talking about in that, like, that's this song that's, like, so lovelorn and, like, you can hear it in his voice. And it's, like, he's, like, mad at this person for getting over the him, kind of. You know, it's, like, the thesis of that song. And it's, like, and to me, it's like he just now has this reputation of being kind of like this soft boy who's mad, but he's trying to combat that a little bit. But now it's like he has become that punchline, and he's trying to be self-aware to the point where he can like transcend that a little bit. But I don't know if he's ever going to be able to get out of that hole.
Wesley, I'm going to hit you with a hard question. This is called journalism.
Hit me.
Do you think Drake is good at sex?
No.
Wow.
Whoa, really?
No. Okay, first of all, I have this theory that anyone that sings a lot about like love and sex is actually probably really bad at it.
So you think Miguel is terrible at sex?
Okay, well, Miguel might be an exception because I don't know. I think he probably is.
He looks like a dog.
He looks like he looks like he's an attentive.
He fucks.
Yeah,
that guy fucks.
He's an attentive lover. Uh-huh. No, I mean, I think Drake probably has it a little too easy now.
It's the same thing. Sorry, it's the same thing about like bragging about sports in his songs, and then he fucking airballs it. Yeah. It's probably the same thing in bed.
He probably maybe at one point he was good, but I think maybe his skill set has devolved.
Wait, I don't think people get worse at sex.
Yeah, you get lazy. You can get lazy.
Yeah, but...
lazy, complacent, you know.
Yeah, so you think the more
like
famous he gets, you think the easier it comes and the less he has to work for it?
Yes.
So he's getting worse at sex.
Yes.
Well, there's the theory, there's a popular theory that is that the more attractive someone is, the worse they are at sex. Regardless of sexual identity or gender identity, it's just the more attractive they are, the less like they have to.
Because you don't have to work for it.
You don't have to. You don't feel the pressure.
As fame rises, we should make a graph for this.
Yeah.
As he gets
graphs
more
are really
famous,
good for podcasts.
Wesley's hand is going up in a trajectory up. Go ahead.
As he gets
flexing
more
her wedding ring.
Famous.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It goes on a left. As he gets more famous, his sex skills plummet.
So Hugh Hefner must have been terrible.
Well,
R.I.P.
According to like all the reports of Hugh Hefner, he just kind of laid there, and women would like, you know, do their thing.
What's the fun in that?
Weird.
Wiggle on him.
Wiggle on him.
Wiggle on me sounds like a Drake song.
Send up two women to wiggle on me. I'm in the grotto. I need to be wiggled on.
Wiggle on me.
This feels
Drake's
weird.
Got a grotto on his like pad.
Oh God,
he's
really?
Not, yeah, we talked about his place. Which again, Drake, if you want to fly us out to hang out and record an episode of the podcast, hit us up.
I feel like having a grotto is like a certain threshold that you cross into like.
I'm that guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a grotto guy.
Yeah.
You're a.
Like things go on in that grotto that should not grow on.
You do stuff in there.
What happens in the grotto?
Play ping pong.
Which he has done and he sucks at.
Yeah. I believe it.
I don't know. Like, I want to give Drake the benefit of the doubt. Like, I want to think that he tries in bed. The best thing you can do in bed is just be attentive to somebody. Mm-hmm. Listen to what their body wants. Listen to what they want.
Yeah.
And go with that. So he seems like he's an attentive listener.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. If you listen to his music, he doesn't seem like he listens that much.
Do you think Drake has
like anybody who's like so fucked up and sad all the time like that? There's something selfish going on there.
A slight counterpoint. He is good to his mom.
True.
And guys who are good to their mom are good guys.
Goddamn, you know? Right.
Generally speaking. I mean, there's exceptions, but he's good to his mom, which maybe disproves everything I'm saying, and maybe he is really sweet and thoughtful and stuff like that.
Do you think Drake, I mean, I think we know the answer to this, but has Drake ever fucked to his own songs?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's
unanimous.
I don't think that's specific to Drake. I think that's what rappers.
You think so?
I think rappers do that. I mean, Lil Wayne only listens to his music.
Yeah.
He's on record saying that I only listen to my own music. I think that that's just kind of like a thing that is within rap culture.
Well, I want Drake.
I want
to believe that he's good in bed.
Yeah. I mean,
I realize there's evidence against him.
There are the rare, you know, there are songs that I find sweet. Like one of my favorite Drake songs has Come Through, and he's, you know, talking about going out of your way when you should have come home and like, you know, going to like see a girl. Like, that's sweet.
Yeah.
There are like genuinely sweet versions of him, but I think like this persona, at least the persona that I've created of Drake in my mind, is not that way.
Have you ever seen Drake in concert?
Yeah.
Isn't it did you see him do like Hold On We're Going Home? Like, did you ever see that?
Yeah.
Like when I've seen him and he's performed that, he like flies over this crowd.
Right, yeah.
And like the amount, like the piercing screams is like really crazy. Like it's
But that must be crazy to me. Like, women don't like me. I get that. But if you're Drake and you have like you go to a concert and there's like 15,000 women there. Every woman likes you.
Yeah.
What the, like, that's overwhelming. What do you do?
I mean, he absorbs it. Like, he just, like, he's just making
love on stage.
Kind of. I mean, it's like he's just, like, flying over. I think when I saw him, he maybe pulled somebody up to sing to them, too. Like,
person had a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it's kind of crazy. It's funny to me because, like, his music to me sounds so disingenuous sometimes, like, as far as, like, these things that he's trying to do. It resonates with people. Like, people really fucking
in their pants.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, I think there is. Everyone has had their heart broken, you know? And everyone.
Speak for your goddamn self, Wesley.
Yeah. Okay, clearly Dan has had his heart broken. Then.
Did you hear about Eric's got a girlfriend in Toronto? You hear about that?
It's not.
Oh, you and Drake have.
No, no, she's real.
Have too. A lot in common. Huh.
No, what were you going to say?
Has anyone ever met her? No, I mean, I think that there is a relatability factor to having your heart broken because everyone's had their heart broken or everyone has wanted someone who's turned them down or wanted someone who rejected them or I just said the same thing twice. Anyway, but, you know, there's it's relatable. And I think that's part of why people like Drake and, you know, listen to these songs and why anti-love songs kind of make good love songs because we've all kind of been there.
Again, speak for yourself, but that's a good place to end.
It is a good place to end.
My heart is intact. Nobody dare to break my heart. Sorry.
Yeah.
JK, it happens like all the time. Wesley, thank you for doing your first post
wow, thank you.
Wedding interview with us.
It was an honor.
On October's very own, the podcast about Drake that you can go on Apple Podcasts and
subscribe and like.
Subscribe and like.
Rate us 5 stars.
Keep those shares coming, everybody.
Find at Dan Ozzie, at Eric Sundy,
at Leslie.
At Les Horn.
Les Horn.
Are you gonna no, change that now that you're more Horn?
I've been at Les Horn since third grade. So.
Yeah, at Les Horn.
And it's also at Noisy Music on Twitter. Yeah. Those are all our Twitter handles. This has been another episode of October's Very Owned, where we will talk about Drake in the next episode.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.